The followers of Ramon Mira's legacy. The married couple of Eduardo Juan and Agustina Mora created the first truly modern doll factory. They set up the Eduardo Juan y Cia Company, giving the doll of O'Neill an international reputation. The first cardboard dolls in Spain were born. The process can be seen in the photographs displayed in the room. First, they gave shape to the arms, legs, body, and head with the help of molds. They trimmed the pieces, assembling them with joints to give the dolls movement. They were given putty and color, and makeup was applied. After a period of time in the drying room, the dolls were decorated. Eyes, eyelashes, and a mohair yarn wig were added. Shoes were put on. And finally, the dolls were combed and dressed. The clothes and accessories were made by dressmakers and seamstresses. Each doll was unique. In February 1919, after Eduardo Juan's retirement, the company was sold to Francisco Marin and Sons, which continued with the production of dolls, providing new machinery devised by José Marin, an engineer by profession. During the first decades of the 20th century, new firms such as Blanquer and Cia, Rico S.A.A., Isidro Rico Miralles, and Santiago Molina Sempere were created, among others. These factories were often provided with materials sold by the factory of Juan Mora.